Have you ever been waiting in line at the grocery store, innocently perusing the magazine rack, when a song pops into your head? Not the whole song, but a fragment of it that plays and replays until you find yourself unloading the vegetables in time to the beat? You've been struck by an earworm, and you're not alone. Over 90% of people are plagued by earworms at least once a week. And about a quarter of people experience them several times a day. They tend to burrow in during tasks that don't require much attention. Say, when waiting on water to boil, or a traffic light to change. This phenomenon is one of the mind's great mysteries. Scientists don't know exactly why it's so easy for tunes to get stuck in our heads. From a psychological perspective, earworms are an example of mental imagery. This imagery can be visual, like when you close your eyes and imagine a red wagon, or it can be auditory, like when you imagine the sound of a baby screaming or oil sizzling in a pan. Earworms are a special form of auditory imagery because they're involuntary. You don't plug your ears and try to imagine who let the dogs out, or, well, you probably don't. It just intrudes onto your mental soundscape and hangs around like an unwanted house guest. Earworms tend to be quite vivid, and they're normally made up of a tune rather than, say, harmonies. A remarkable feature of earworms is their tendency to get stuck in a loop, repeating again and again for minutes or hours.